One of the flashpoints in Seattle's debate over the head tax has been homeless camps. They're a visible sign of the city's homelessness crisis. The city's navigation team is on the front line of this issue. It's in charge of both outreach to people on the street and those so-called sweeps. KUW's Kate Walters takes a look at how effective the team's been.
Jerome Riley sits on an upturned crate under the Alaskan Way Viaduct. Behind him is a row of tents. Riley says he's been homeless for about 5 years.
I'm just tired of doing what I'm doing. I didn't get nowhere. But then he says they can help me out.
Riley nods towards two cops, members of the navigation team.
Officer right there said he's going to get me in today. Hey, officer, you said Presbyterian Church, right?
I'm sorry?
Did you say Presbyterian Church?
Yeah, first.
Riley accepts a spot at a 24-hour shelter with a case manager. This is an interaction the team counts as a win. It's not the first time they've offered Riley services. It's not the first time they've tried to clear this camp either. They've removed tents under the viaduct nearly 10 times this year already. Last year, the city spent more than $10 million on the navigation team's outreach and camp removal efforts across Seattle. They removed nearly 200 camps that were deemed hazardous, but that doesn't mean they're all gone. By some estimates, there are still roughly 400 unsanctioned encampments in Seattle. Some neighbours and businesses are frustrated with what they see as a lack of progress. JC Parker is the maintenance manager for an apartment building in the Ravenna neighborhood.
Yeah, they'll come in here and sleep, do their drugs. Got to be cleaned up all the time. So how would you like to live here?
A camp near Parker's building was recently removed. Already, some tents have returned. On the flip side, people like Sarah Rankin say camp removals, often called sweeps by activists, need to stop. Rankin heads the Homeless Rights Advocacy Project at Seattle University. She says she has mixed feelings about the navigation team.
Because I think it has some promise over the status quo, but at the same time, it's a very imperfect approach to homelessness.
Rankin says one of her concerns is that forced displacement punishes vulnerable people for living on the street. Team spokesman Will Lemke pushes back on both sides, frustrated neighbours and activists. He says this team is better than what the city had before. Chaotic camp cleanups and far fewer people accepting spots in shelters. He also says the removals are always paired with offers of shelter.
You need to have a coordinated effort, and part of that is removals. And we find that on the day of a removal, we see a lot more people take us up on shelter, and that comes from the weeks and weeks of outreach we do and the fact that we build relationships with folks.
So a little over a year after this team was formed, what impact have they had? A lot of what they do is outreach. They say they contacted nearly 2,000 people living outside in 2017. Nearly 700 of them, roughly a third, eventually accepted offers to move from their tent into some sort of shelter. It took an average of 4 attempts by the team for people to get on board. August Drake Erickson is a member of the navigation team.
Some people, one request and they're ready to go. Some people, many, many times before they're really ready. And when they say they're ready to go, it's like cha-ching, you know.
But with nearly 4,000 people on Seattle's streets at last count, and only about 700 accepting shelter from the team last year, it's a tough job. Sergeant Eric Zur is also with the navigation team. He says one of their biggest challenges is a lack of attractive shelter options.
The city has done a really nice job of bringing some things online in 2017 that people want, but they're now full. And you have to have something that's attractive to them, or they'll stay outside.
Zur says the 24-hour shelters, where people can bring pets, partners and possessions, are well-liked. So are the tiny house villages, with doors that lock and heating. There are spots in those kinds of places, but not enough for the demand. And the city's lack of affordable housing means when people do move into desired spots, it takes a long time for them to move out and make room for others. The final impact of the navigation team is hard to pin down. The team doesn't track who gets into permanent housing. That means it's hard to know how many of the people they help eventually cycle back onto the streets. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.